Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday, Halloween night. Anyway, hope everybody's good out there. If you're out and about, be careful. Take it easy. And watch out for the cars. A lot of crazy drivers. They go too fast. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you want to talk about it, give us a call. We'll try to get the lines open. And we have another way of getting you on the air. If we don't get the lines open, we'll explain that a little bit later. But mad or glad, well, it makes me mad that people who think that violence is the answer, and we send our support to Paul and Nancy, hoping Paul is all right, a speedy recovery. And I mean, what kind of stupidness, ridiculous, you know? They want to hurt an 80-year-old woman. How is that going to help people? That's not going to help nobody. It's going to make it worse. Anyway, our well wishes for the couple, and Inner Sight does not condone violence. We don't like a lot of the stuff the politicians do and what they're engaged in. But violence is not the answer. That makes us worse than them if we're going to resort to that. So that's a mad. And hopefully the wheels of justice will take over. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And let's see, I heard some stuff on the news about supplemental income. We're going to do a show on that on Thursday because we have a viewpoint that no one else has ever had, to my knowledge. So tune us in Thursday night, 8 o'clock, on the same station, Blog Talk Radio, and catch our show on if I can think of the title of it. Engineers never hear when you need them, a co-host. Anyway, we'll get the title and throw it out there. In the meantime, don't forget Thursday night. Millions of people are affected by supplementary income. So we're going to address that on Thursday night. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Akita, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in Toms River, New Jersey. So check them out. You want to get them on the email, Big East, the key to rescue, at Verizon.net. There's the email. Adopt an Akita. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who have perished by the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And keep that in your heart. And speaking of children, I ran into a whole bunch of disabled children today. In the town where I live, they were taking them out on an excursion for Halloween. And it was so beautiful that a lot of them were talking to my dog, you know, trying to make noises and communicating with her. And I believe that she understood the whole thing. So go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And hello to all those youngsters today who were out there having a good time. All right, nobody stops on Long Island. You want dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085 on the telly, as my friend Louie would say. Dog food, cat food, and when they're able to do it, veterinarian services for your animal. So give them a call, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, we're brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County, New York, 631-880-7929 on the SILO. All right. And if you go up on their website, you'll see our name, hopefully, if it's still up there. I believe it is. Inner Sight, and under that, under our name, a phone number. We need volunteers, plus put forth our nursing home project. We got to get names on the petition. The petition is up at change.org. So up on the SILO website, let me give you the phone number for Inner Sight and the Nursing Home Volunteer Line, 631-487-2038. I'll repeat that, 631-487-20 to volunteer and help us turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's our goal. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, you need a ADA lawyer. James Bahamundi is the guy. 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. Any questions on the Americans with Disability Act? Call Jim, 516-783-9662. James Bahamundi. Hey, you want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, and have a good time? We got a good number for you here. It's called the Third Eye Insight. All right. And the guy who runs it, Devin Fernandez, buddy of mine. So we try to help. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464 on the Third Eye Insight. Give them a call and get more information on his program and how to protect yourself. Again, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. All right. What else we got? We'll hold the Able News, see if our co-conspirator comes on. Why do people say that? I guess they want to get people's attention. Right?
Hi.
I don't know if that.
Hello.
I don't know if that works.
I'm here.
Whoa. Decided to make an appearance.
Yeah, my stomach is really not doing well. So
all right,
I'm just
what's that?
Hanging out with you for a little bit.
That noise in the background, I hear a bunch of static.
That's my air condition. That doesn't work too well.
Your phone?
No, it's not
what?
The phone. It's the air condition.
Air condition?
It's the air condition. Yeah, I'm in this room and it's hot as heck.
Why don't you open the windows?
I can't. It's too strong for me.
You can't.
No,
it's the aid to open the windows.
I have one open over here facing me. It's and the air condition's still on. But that's open, but it's not bringing in any air. I just
well, you know, when you
is.
Put the air conditioning on and you open the windows,
does
it cleans
it?
The air.
It does?
No, no, it cleans the air.
Yeah.
It's an old trick.
You open the window with the air condition?
Open the window, put the air on.
Yeah.
And it helps to cleanse the air.
Oh, that's good to know.
Inside the room or the building.
Yeah, because it's been stale in here for a while. It really has been.
All right, in a sight, and why don't you run the, get the Able News up.
Yeah, I'll get the Able News up.
Since we're on commercials here.
Yes, we are. I wish
Able
I could
News.
Use one of so-and-so's dogs. All right, here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Wow. All right, Inner Sight, what did you say before you ran that? I missed that.
I forgot what I said. Don't. No, I'm only teasing you.
So-and-so.
What?
It sounded like you wish you could use one of so-and-so's
oh,
dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm allergic to certain hair, like fur. So I got to be careful. It might not be that I'm allergic to the dog itself. I might just be allergic to the dander and the hair. I don't know.
I don't understand what the connection is with it.
I would love to go and have, you know, Joanne get me one of those really pretty Akitas, but I can't do it. I can't, you know, with the allergies. I would love for it.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know you wanted an Akita. I thought you wanted, last week you wanted a different kind of dog.
Yeah, I do. But the thing is that I see how nice the Akitas are, and I don't know if I could handle it with my asthma.
Well,
my asthma's been bad lately.
You
got
to get the right one.
Yeah, I do.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right, Matt of Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. There's going to be a lot of mad people in Texas.
Yeah, I'd say.
If they don't win the World Series, I don't know. I don't follow the baseball, so I have no idea what status of that.
The game
is.
Wasn't on. My mother-in-law just said, "Where's the game on? It's not on." That was the last I heard of it.
It might be an off night.
It might be.
They travel. They need a travel.
Yeah.
Travel day.
Oh, maybe. And then rest after.
So usually they take a night off, then they resume the next day.
Yeah.
But I haven't. Anybody out there know the status of the World Series? Give us a call.
Yeah, but we couldn't even get it on TV today. I don't know why. I don't know if it is or not a down day.
213-816-1650. Give us a call.
Yeah,
we don't
cool.
We're not following baseball.
well.
All right,
you know,
Matt, I'm glad Monday. What?
You know who might know all about it? Louis. He likes watching baseball.
Oh, yeah, he probably does.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm glad Monday. And, you know, and listening to the news. I heard something about Chase Bank, the guy, the Morgan.
Oh.
Was it Morgan? I forget the name.
J.P. Morgan and Chase.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, they want to do something about the rent.
Oh.
You know? Seems as if the rent is paid in paper.
Oh.
And they want to do something about making it digital. Now, I don't know how that's going to help people.
No, I don't either.
You know? Well, I mean, what the purpose is of that. So, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Anybody out there who knows
known.
About that?
Yeah.
Give us a holler. On the inner side. The news I listen to, they only give you the headlines. So.
Yeah, I know.
Can't get the whole story on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Do you all right, Matt
or
Glad.
Stuff on the phone, right?
What?
You get the stuff on the phone, don't you?
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So.
You got any mads or glads? What do you got? Anything?
I got nothing. I'm just sitting here, you know, enjoying the show because I really don't have any mad or glad right now. I'm in between. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you don't have any mads.
That's true. You know,
glad
the mads have
good.
Been announced already for months and months. It's all about the nursing homes. And to tell you the truth, you know, you just got to find out when is a good time to get your relative or your good friend out and actually get them in a housing complex if you could. You know?
Oh, we got to get names on a petition.
Yes, we do.
We need volunteers. We're going to go out and help us get names.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that.
It's the only way anything is ever gonna happen with that, because when you go to the politicians,
yeah,
you know, they're gonna ask you how many names on your petition.
That's right. Or have you spoken with the lobbyist or whatever the case may be. I don't know. The rest of it.
No, I do know. I know
yeah,
how it works. You gotta have names.
Okay.
They wanna see
yeah.
evidence.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to say that people don't want these nursing homes.
Yeah. And
it's
another
thing.
Yeah.
To show it on paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's important.
So we got to get someone who's active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to do it every day, but.
No.
You know, I mean, once, twice a week would be good.
Yeah.
We can help the person arrange it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to have someone who is really going to be out there.
Yeah, I know.
Someone reliable.
Yeah, I've just been sick lately. I wish I could.
I don't want to arrange things and then the person doesn't show up.
No, that won't be for me. I'd be doing it no matter what. Because I could see all these people who are in nursing homes right at the moment, they're really suffering, and I can't see that anymore. It's too much, you know?
All right, in a sight, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Oh, come on. Oh, here it is. Just us right now.
All right. So, let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic.
Yep.
Program where you can talk about whatever you want. And Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Correct.
So we got to come up with a theme for that.
Yeah, we do.
For this Wednesday.
Yep.
Anybody have any ideas for a good theme? We you know, we're open to suggestions.
Yeah, we like that.
Let us know.
Yeah. You know what they're doing nowadays? Yeah,
hold it.
Sorry.
You're interrupting
while
I'm trying to finish my
thought.
Sorry. You can email a theme to us if you want. InnerSight@pmfemale.com. No attachments. Or you can call the InnerSight number and leave your idea. 631-224-3090. Now, what were you going to say?
People are stealing a lot of stuff from people's porches. It's crazy this nowadays. It's supposed to be Halloween. Don't steal stuff. You know, that's what, you know, I just got a pop-up.
Stealing things from the
porch? Yeah. Yeah.
Like what?
Like one minute was the candy just now, the whole thing, you know. The guy just took the whole pail that the woman had out of candy.
Candy?
Of candy, yeah.
No, oh, well, that's trick or treat. That's what Halloween is about. They
Tricking
go out
and
to...
treating? He's running. He's running away, the guy. Yeah, he took
running
the whole
away.
Bin and is running away. The bin
maybe,
that she had it in.
Maybe he's going to distribute it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know? Where do you see this?
I'm seeing this on our Ring display through neighbors. We all put in, you know, a little bit of something that, you know, if people want to see what's been going on. This guy got caught on Ring camera. Stupid.
Camera?
On a camera, yeah. And he's running around with this stupid... Now, I can't see him when he gets further into the picture, but I got to say, it's a video, and you get most of his face, the side of his face. What is he, an idiot? Usually the Ring display is right there. I don't know, maybe they had it hidden, you know?
Well, if it's trick-or-treat and the guy took the candy, I mean, isn't that what he's supposed to do?
Not the whole thing in the basket that it was in. The nice, pretty thing.
Why
that
not?
It was in.
Maybe that's what he thought was the right thing.
Well,
somebody
I sure hope so. There's two. He went to two different cars and said, I don't know if I hear him very well, but he went to two different cars. So maybe he distributed
two different cars.
Right.
Well, to give the candy to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I just said.
Yeah, they're also stealing not he didn't steal this, but another person got called for stealing, you know, the boxes that come from like Amazon or even Walmart and all those other places that they come in the mail. They stole the boxes. They have Christmas gifts now.
Boxes? You mean empty boxes?
No. Stuff that just came, you know, in the mail for, you know, from Amazon. Not the same person.
Oh, you
person,
mean that they're stealing
person.
People's packages, is what you say?
Yeah, they are, right off the...
Well, that's against the law.
Yes, it is.
But trick-or-treating stuff, that's... I don't think you can get them on that, I don't know. That'd be a
well,
hard one.
Well, he did take the basket, the thing that it was in, you know, so that, you know, wasn't supposed to be,
no,
I suppose.
No, he took the candy.
Candy, it's all right. Yeah. He poured it in your thing and then took the candy, but obviously you don't see that. He takes the, like, a yellow basket that was on there, a pretty nice yellow basket, and he took it and he went to one car and see him open the door. And then he went to the car behind that was parked, and I guess he gave them candy, too. I don't know.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me that he had took the candy to give
right, but he
to
shouldn't
people,
have
other people.
The, yeah, he shouldn't have left taken the bowl that it was in. That's a little off. I never did that when I was a kid. I just took whatever was there, and if there was pennies, they ran out of candy, then I took pennies.
You're going to put something out there, you know, you got to expect people are going to take it.
Exactly. You got a Karen right here, somebody who likes to complain, I suppose.
So. Trick or treat.
There it
packages
is.
Are another thing.
Yeah, they certainly are.
If you're stealing packages.
Oh, I see.
You know,
for little ones, he stole the bowl of candy for little ones, the little people who couldn't get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, that's not a mad, that's a glad.
Yeah, it is. At least it wasn't bad. Yeah.
It wasn't a bad glad.
No, it wasn't. Now this other guy's helping two kids put it in their bag, and he took out from the bag that he, the basket that he stole, he took out from that. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Inner sight. Anybody out there want to call in, talk about what you're glad about? Man about 213-816-1650. And by the way, next Thursday is going to be an unusual show. Can you get the title for that show?
Yeah, let me get it. See if I can.
Next Thursday on Inner Sight, we're going to talk about the supplemental.
Yeah, the SSCI
security.
And the SSI. Right. Hold up. Got to get to it.
Been a lot of comments on it.
Already.
In the news lately.
Yeah.
And they said a lot of groups have been
very upset about
talking about how it has to be revised. So outdated. So what's our title for next?
We didn't put anything for the title. Per se. We just,
we did. I gave you the title.
Oh, okay, then I'll look. Give me a second and I'll look for it. All right? Come on, this thing is annoying. It's going so slow.
All right.
Sorry. You know what? Move on and I'll come to you with it, okay? Because I'm
what?
Right now... I have to come to you with it because I don't have the thing up. I didn't expect you to tell me that. Okay, let me look.
Oh, you don't have the title?
Not yet, until I find it.
Well, see if you can locate it.
Yeah, I will. Oh, this might be it. Okay. It would be a lot less money to keep people in their own homes rather
no,
than...
No. That
we did already.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about the title for Thursday's
the
show.
SSI? The SSI stuff?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me look. Oh, come on, Suzanne. Don't sit here
What
like
you're
that.
Giving me is an old nursing
an old
home title.
Title. Oh, okay.
All right, Friday is the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget, we have a cuckoo time here on Friday. Friday night. Goofing around. And,
yeah, we do. A lot of that. Where
trying to make people laugh. Saying stupid things.
Yeah.
So anybody want to act stupid, call us on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
See? We'll let you act stupid.
No cursing.
As long as you keep it clean.
That's right.
All right, inner sight, man.
I went through the whole thing and I can't find it right now.
What?
I went through my whole thing looking for my notes section, and I don't see it yet, but it doesn't mean that it's not here. Okay.
Well, I don't know where you know, you always have trouble losing things. You got to do something about that.
Yeah, no,
there's
got to
be a better method.
Yeah, there has to be. It's driving me nuts. You know?
You know.
People move my paperwork, so that's why I keep it, you know, oh, I found it. If the SSI and SSDI are income, where is the rest of the benefits?
All right, that's the title for Thursday.
Right.
And we're going to explain the inner sight idea of what we believe how the system should be revised.
Yeah. It's important.
You know, you can't leave it up to the politicians.
No, they'll take everything away.
Because they'll throw anything in there just to get rid of us.
That's true.
We know that from the ADA.
Yeah, all the way.
The way that works.
Mm-hmm.
We know that from the nursing home setup.
Yeah.
They have all these programs that they waste money with.
$196 billion, yeah. Wow.
If you're going to deal with the politicians, make sure you give them the remedy. Don't count on them to do it.
No, because they'll give you something else that you didn't want.
So they're going to screw you over.
Yeah, they are.
They always do. So Inner Sight is going to come up with how we believe it should be. Supplemental income and all that.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night.
Definitely.
So join with us on Thursday.
Yep, I'm going to put that right up so we don't lose it again.
All right, so Inner Sight, Man of Glad. Monday.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else did I hear in the news? You know, I always hear about the investments. All these companies and people that make investments, you know, that have the kind of money that they can do that with. You know.
Right.
I've never heard anyone address the disabled community.
Yeah, no.
People who are on. You know, the fixed income. How do people like that make investments?
I have what's called a stash account, and it's like the 501c3s. Not a 501c3. It's like the, 529 savings plan that they have for people who go to college, but it helps people who are disabled because they made it that way. They made it where you could put in money, and then you're still getting helped, and you get out what you put in. Like, not what you put in, but what you invested in. It gives you, like, a percentage of what's going on, you know?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the stock market.
Yeah, I'm talking about the stock market also. I use, an account that allows me to invest a little bit on something without having to put thousands there, and I get a little bit each time. Yep.
Well, how much can you invest if you don't have the money?
Well, Stash makes it easy. It's just a small amount, and you don't have to worry about it. You know?
I don't know. That to me, that's not really.
Substantial.
Investment.
It isn't, but what am I going to do? I can't do anything around. I'd rather, you know, get a little bit here and there, whatever I can get, you know?
Now,
that's
the other thing is, as far as I know, and I've never heard otherwise, when you're disabled, you can't get a loan on your, your so-called income.
No, you have to put up how much you make. So if it was $1,500, you put up $1,500. If it's more than that, you put up whatever you make. But
but you can't get a loan from a bank.
Well, it also depends on how you've had your credit, you know. So I mean,
even if you have good credit.
I know people who get loans. I do. That's why I'm a little confused about that.
I've never known. I mean, unless they have I'm talking about people on disability.
You could get the loan.
They
but
have
you might
a good
not be
job.
Able to pay it off.
They might be able to get a loan.
Yeah. Somebody has a business or something to get a profit really quick, and they're disabled. Yeah, you can have it.
That's different. But I'm talking about those who don't have that.
Yeah, I know. I know that's a problem with that.
Let's say you want to get a loan.
Yeah,
you know.
I can't because I don't have enough money. More than
there's no
that I'm stable.
They have programs for everything, but there's no program for that.
No, there isn't.
That I'm aware of.
Yep. I know that for a fact. There's nothing that will if you've had bankruptcies before, or if you've had poor payment or whatever, that you won't get it. And it's also because, here's what I have a theory, okay? We all have very low incomes, so you have to, you know, you can't do anything with it until you start saving a little bit at a time. And that's the way I do it and did it for all these years, you know?
Well, we should be able to get a loan and pay it back.
Like everybody else.
Because the government has stifled us giving us.
That's what they want us to.
By giving us very little.
Yeah.
And not.
Somebody calling you?
Enabling us. To get. Alone.
That's right.
You know. So, there's another area.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
That the politicians need to fix.
Tell me about it.
There's so many of them.
Oh, yeah. So many things we have to fix. Not funny. Shouldn't
in a sight, matter glad. You know, you do better off take $2 or $3 and put it on the Mega Million.
We did already.
Maybe you'll win.
We did already, so
yeah.
My donation might come to you.
You never know.
If I win big, you know.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad, 213-816. 1650 is the phone number here. Let's get how are we doing with the tally?
We had 870, I believe, at the end. Let me just check. I didn't want to lose my base on this. Give me a second.
The latest
and
tally
greatest
on the inner side.
Okay, hang on. I don't know why it did that. All right, hold on. It's acting slow again. Oh, I need to get myself some Verizon something.
I know it's 116,000, but what's the rest?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just save this, because I was in the middle of that. Okay, we're good now. I saved it. I didn't want to lose it again. The SSI statement for Thursday. Okay. Now I need to get. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, 116,000. getting there.
All right. So it's almost 117,000.
Thank you.
What?
We had 22 listens last overnight. So that was a little blurb upwards than what we're normally having lately.
All right. So 878, let's see, that's 12 is 900. We need 112 to make 117,000.
And I can't wait. Because when I showed a friend how we've been making our all-time listens and all that, he said to me, I wish I had that much. I can't even drum up people to get more than that. And he's not disabled or anything. He was doing it on a video game, you know, saying things like, oh, do this and do that, and giving people advice. Well, he wasn't getting too much from it. Because he had too many, you know, things online that, you know, he didn't have the time to just spend, you know, with that as much as he could have. And he said to me, I cannot believe that you have so much more than me. He goes, when did you start? I said, we started in 2012.
Well, it's a whole different subject.
Yeah, it is. That's what I told him.
He's not doing, playing games. I mean, how does that help people?
Exactly. But it helps them also feel comfortable without having to, they'll talk after that, after they play the game, and they'll talk about other things, you know? So it's like a thing to relax somebody more than anything else.
Well, I don't know. It's very bad on the eyes and... stay in front of a computer all the time. That's not the best thing for you.
No, it isn't. But I have blue glasses, blue-tinted glasses, that help you counteract, you know, what is, you know, coming your way with all the thing computer-operated things that we do, you know?
I don't know how good they'd be without a... Usually you get a prescription for glasses. They check your eyes out.
Oh, yeah, I do that. But I have to get to her. She's a specialist, and the woman told me she would call me back, and that's been about 2 weeks ago. So she's had ample time to get me in on a waiting list. That's forever.
Well... I'm not crazy about that word specialist. I think it's a waste.
Well, she does mostly neurological eye issues, but she can do a regular exam, so that's why I go to her. She does both for me.
There's so many things out there today. You know, a person, a doctor, all you got to do is go and look it up.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
But they don't do that.
No, they don't. They give you 100,000 tests.
That's the problem.
Joking about the 100,000, but not too far off.
Looking it up, they can't make any money.
Yeah.
You know, throwing more tests at you and exams and all that, they make money.
Yes, they do.
But they're not going to look at it.
They found out that the retina in my eye had a damage when I was born. Because I had really bad vision when I was born. So did my dad. So it's right in his, you know, hereditary with my dad. My dad always, he said to, you know, when I was a kid, I always thought everybody was able to see that way. He had no clue because he was in a country that was war-torn, and he just was 13 years old when he left the country and joined a... army to protect against, you know, taking over many land. He went and joined the Jordanian army, and everybody else was brought that way, including his father, which his mother had to fight for the father to get taken out.
Well, the good thing they didn't shoot his eye out.
Yeah, right? Right?
What happened to Ralphie?
He was good at it. He was definitely good at aiming. Yeah.
Ralphie's mother thought it would happen, but fortunately it didn't.
Yeah, right.
Inner Sight, 845, New York. Mad or Glad Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there and you want to be mad or something, or you're glad about
glad
something,
about. Yeah,
let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
this is the day you could express your discomfort or your happiness.
What was that?
Nope, not yet. We're just the only two people. They get us in the archive 90% of the time anyway.
What was that last statement you made? You ramble.
Just now?
You can't
hear me? That's crazy, man. I don't know. Maybe it's this phone needs battery charging, but I just
something about happiness?
Yeah, wow. You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but you didn't make any sense. What would you say about happiness?
Oh, well, you can be happy about something. This is the show that you could be happy about something as well as discontent. That's basically
a
paraphrase, you know, what I said.
All right.
Yeah.
So just call it in at 213-816-1650. And I don't know who called me on my cell phone earlier,
no.
But when I'm on the air,
I don't
answer
it. Answer
it. So if you're listening,
yeah,
call us on the
line,
Inner Sight line.
Yeah.
213-816-1650. Mad or Glad Monday.
Mhm.
And let's see. Who did I leave out? I think I got everyone on the... Oh, Kennedy.
Yeah, you did. Kennedy,
Kennedy,
oh boy.
Realty.
There you go.
Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy
good
a house, sell a house.
Uh-huh.
Get some good information from
yeah.
Kennedy Realty. And again, that number, 631-888-1186.
Yeah.
Thank them for helping Inner Sight. On the Mad or Glad Monday, live
right.
Around the world. We go around the world.
Yes, we do. We have things literally in other countries that I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the country. It's true.
Well, that's a glad that we go all over the world.
Yeah, it is.
I heard that in England, they're having a very hard time with the economy. They had to fire the prime minister.
Oh my!
Now they got somebody new in there. I don't know how he's doing. But the last two prime ministers, they had to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But the economy was so bad, and I guess they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, obviously. But that's
the British, British are known for bundling things anyway. You know,
yeah, look what happened
with
the dog, and
you had they did
over
with
there.
The guide dogs.
Yeah, I remember that.
For all those years, you know, the horrible way. They treated the blind and all that. Even their own country people.
Yeah.
Their own countrymen.
That's sad. It really is.
So, they're not a very nice people.
Oh, really?
To my mind, anyway.
Yeah.
Beware.
Well, what they did and wanted to give you, like, a dog that was not... The dog that is you've trained with and now have a bond with, they weren't giving you that dog. They were going to give you a substitute dog. Now, what the heck is that? To me, that's insulting.
Well, that's the mentality of the British
political
system.
Yeah. I think we both have
the way they think. They're just not a good people. For the most part, I mean,
really?
You know, not all of them.
Yes.
But I'm talking about the political system
and
of England.
Yeah.
Is obviously not the greatest.
No, it isn't.
But we straightened them out. Now, I don't know, to this day, I don't know if they repealed that law. I've never
heard.
Oh,
that would be bad. Wow. As
a matter of fact, we got a few minutes. Can you look that up?
Yeah, I could try.
That'd
hope
be
it's
interesting
on the
to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it should be.
Yeah, okay.
Just put in...
how should I word it? Guide dogs...
British... British government, and then put in...
Yeah.
Guide dogs, I guess.
British. Yeah. And guide dog. And what else about British? Guide dogs. I don't know if that's right. Guide.
British government. British government.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then put
let
in
me get
guide
to
dogs.
It. Hold up. Okay. British.
That's huge you get.
G O V E R N M E N T. Government. Okay. Oops, I spelled government wrong by accident. I was typing too fast.
And I
there
put in
is.
Guide dogs.
Yeah, I did.
And see if they
British.
Speak about the law.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Come on, stupid thing.
Because I don't trust it.
I don't either. British government. Okay. Laws on guide dogs?
Yeah.
Okay. Laws.
See if you get anything.
G-U-I-D-E-D-O-G-S. For the blind. That's what I want.
/8:51 New York, live, inner sight, matter, glad, Monday.
Hold on.
Let's see if we can still be glad.
Yeah, right?
With the British.
Yeah, I am not getting anything. That's well hidden, I think.
You can't find anything?
No, not yet. I'm looking also at the BBC because that's the, one of the main things that they use.
Yeah.
I looked at the BBC, didn't find anything. CNN has something. Oh, wait. Oh, look at this. That's really sad. China has 8 million blind people, but only 200 guide dogs. That's crazy.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about England. How did you get to China?
I don't know. That's what was listed. British government laws on... dogs and guide dogs, I meant, for the blind.
I wanted to know about England, not China.
Okay. But I said British government, so I don't know why it did the China thing. British government laws on dogs for the blind. That's what it came up with. Okay.
Yeah,
Just make sure. Same thing I got again. Let's see. I'm not finding what I need, though. Really, I'm not at all. What the heck? Not one. Everything is something different. Wait, no, I got something from the BBC. Hold on. Falling from a train platform. Oh, my God. It was terrifying. The guide dog was screaming. Do you believe that craziness? Oh,
that's not
God.
What I'm looking for. But.
Yeah, I know, but that's something bad, too. Oh. I'm going to look into that. That's with the BBC. The dog fell in the train area. That's crazy. Shouldn't they be making more markers so nobody would do that? Cool. Okay, British government. Laws.
So you can't
doors.
Find anything about the law?
No. I'm looking, though, still.
In England?
I'm looking. Okay. Laws on guide dogs. I'm going to switch that around. I did it a more passive way, but now I'm going to make it active sentence. Guide dogs for the blind. There we go. Let me see if that works. Oh. The law is clear in England, Scotland, Wales, and Equality Act means guide dogs and other assistance dogs have the right to enter.
Ah, there
so
you go.
Yep. The right to enter.
There you go.
Yep. How?
Help to do
yep.
That.
Baby, that is. So did
Liz Taylor. Still the same.
That's right. Yep. How guide
when
dogs
we do a job,
designed.
We do it right.
That's right.
There you go.
Wow. They also said
all
now
right.
They're launching a new one, the open doors policy. I don't know if they're going to bring them in the horrible nursing homes, but that's what to get people out of the nursing
Wait
homes.
Wait a minute. You jumped to what? Well, what are you talking about?
No, when I was reading the article right now, it just said something about open doors, and I'm not happy about that.
Open
campaign
doors.
To help and illegal access refusals experienced by guide dog owners. Guide dog owners continue to face access refusal from businesses and services.
Oh, yeah, that will always
yeah.
Have that. But, I mean,
including
in the country.
Cafe shops, yeah.
In
to
the country
in,
itself.
You could get in. Yeah, you could get in.
They have to let you in.
Yeah.
That's what Inner Sight helped to
get
accomplish.
That. Oh, yeah.
Way back when. So
yeah,
it's
I
still standing.
Had, yes, it is.
All right.
Who was that vet that came with you? Doc, that's right. Doc came with you, and he was, like, yelling at
you. Yeah.
It was funny. Disability Discrimination Act. That's their... I guess their ADA there gives guide dog owners the same
rights. Well, that
right.
Didn't do a damn thing.
Right. But it gives the guide dog
we
owners
did it.
The same rights. Oh, yeah.
We had to repeal the law. The ADA didn't do it.
No. This is a different law, totally. But it's like their ADA, I would suppose. It says Disability Discrimination Act. And it says gives guide dog owners... the same rights as their owners, I suppose. Nice. Inner Sight did that, baby, because this is in 2022. All right,
Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic. Want to thank all our listeners and get up there. Give us that 117,000.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631- 224-3090.
Mm-hmm.
So join us tomorrow night for open mic, and there you have that last fact, a definite glad on the part of Inner Sight and for the world. So
yeah,
and it still stands in England.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night.